First Up, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday the 19th of June, I hope you're well. Coming up:
Aer Lingus responded, saying it won't be held to ransom by its pilots.
Aer Lingus passengers brace themselves for fallout from industrial action, and potential green leaders make themselves known today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, candidates hoping to become the next leader of the Green Party are expected to declare their intentions today. Eamon Ryan announced he was stepping down yesterday, with Deputy Leader Catherine Martin confirming shortly afterwards she wouldn't be vying to replace him. Among the names expected to enter the leadership contest are Integration and Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman and Junior Ministers Pippa Hackett and Joe O'Brien. There's an uneasy wait for passengers as the two sides in the Aer Lingus dispute go head-to-head this week. The Irish Airline Pilots Association has given 7 days' notice of a work-to-rule after members voted 99% in favour of industrial action in a pay row with the airline. Aidan Delaney has more.
Aer Lingus pilots say they'll begin a work-to-rule from Wednesday next, the 26th of June, with the action starting at a minute past midnight. Aer Lingus responded, saying it won't be held to ransom by its pilots. IALPA replied, saying it can't rule out an escalation of industrial action going forward if their demands aren't met. Members are looking for a rise of almost 24%, having not received a wage increase since 2019. It's feared flights may be affected as early as next week.
A vote will take place in both the Dáil and Seanad today on whether Ireland should opt in to the EU Migration Pact. A five-hour Dáil debate last night began with the Taoiseach saying Europe has too long been divided on the issue of migration. However, opposition parties are criticising many parts of the pact as taking a heavy-handed approach. Tina Gates reports.
The government announced last March it would be opting into the pact, which will introduce legally binding process times for dealing with applications for asylum. However, it's been angrily criticised in many quarters, with opposition parties threatening to vote against it. The pact would overhaul border policies, making migration laws uniform across the EU. Humanitarian groups claim it would restrict people's right to seek asylum, but government parties claim it will bring clarity to the issue, with Taoiseach Simon Harris saying it would balance compassion with common sense. If it passes today, the government's motion will see Ireland sign up for all of its provisions.
Young workers will hold a protest outside the Dáil later today, calling for an end to sub-minimum wages. The mandate trade union says government should take on board advice from the Low Pay Commission and ensure all workers are paid fairly regardless of their age. Currently, the National Minimum Wage Act allows for lower or sub-minimum rates for people under the age of 20. Greg Caffrey from Mandate says young workers are losing out despite doing the same work as their colleagues.
A worker who is 19 years of age can be paid $11.43 an hour. A worker who is 18 years of age can be paid $10.16 per hour. And workers under 18 years of age can be paid $8.89 per hour.
Mental health is now a leading cause of absence from work here. A survey of nearly 80,000 businesses across Australia, New Zealand, Canada and Ireland found 11 million days lost to mental health in Ireland alone at a cost of €1.5 billion. It also found Irish employees are the least likely to speak to employers about their mental health. Peninsula Group Ireland CEO Moira Grasic believes it's about to change.
And we see a lot of companies put in place employee assistance programmes for their employees that they can use. That's something that we have seen a growth in. You know, it's obviously something that's really beneficial to an employee, particularly when, you know, our health services, et cetera, like that, and GPs are under pressure trying to provide other services. So I think over time you would hope that you would see, and that next year's survey would see that the confidence amongst employees speaking out should increase.
Dublin is now the fourth most expensive European city in which to build, after Zurich, Geneva and Munich. Ireland's capital also makes it into the top 25 most expensive places to build globally. An international construction market survey shows building inflation is running higher here, second only to Warsaw. Bryn Griffiths, director with Turner and Townsend Ireland, says there are a number of factors at play.
Outside of planning, you know, high level of regulation and compliance, access to skilled labour, trying to secure a viable margin, and also the increased costs we've seen in raw material over the past few years are all impacting on project costs.
New research has found most farmers deal relatively well with the stresses of the job. The study from Chagosk found that of a group of farmers that were deemed to have poor well-being, only 18% recorded feeling stress often or very often. Researchers say the reasons for this include a close social circle, personal satisfaction and working outside. Report author Diana Van Doorn says they were surprised that the hard nature of the work wasn't having more of an impact.
It is often assumed that if stress improves, well-being improves as well. So if stress decreases, well-being improves. We didn't find that link at all. Like, well-being stayed the same while stress increased over a year of time.
In entertainment news, Justin Timberlake's mugshot has been released after he was charged with drink driving. Court documents describe the singer's eyes as bloodshot and glassy. Police say he was pulled over in the Hamptons in the US after failing to stop at a stop sign and struggling to stay in his lane. And in sport, in athletics, Mark English set a new Irish record last night and qualified for his third Olympic Games after running the 800 metres in 1 minute 44.69 seconds in Finland. The Donegal man took 0.02 of a second off his own previous national record to finish second in the Paavo Nurmi Games. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.